Speaking about the canticle at the beginning of the letter of the Ephesians, Pope Benedict said this hymn of praise centres on the figure of Christ, in whom God's work is revealed and accomplished.
In Jesus, we are chosen, through him we are lavished with grace. Indeed, in this way, the Son becomes the epiphany of the Father's love, which envelops and transforms us. Such unconditional and limitless love reveals to us the glorious depths of the mystery of God's will, which intends to gather all creation and history into the fullness wished by him, a plan to be carried out in Christ, to bring all things into one, healing divisions and overcoming human weaknesses.
The Pope said that Saint Irenaeus affirms that since the Word of God truly becomes man, sin and death are defeated and all people are renewed in Christ.
Together with Saint Irenaeus, let us rejoice. It's a marvel of God's loving plan for each of us.
Welcoming the thousands of pilgrims, the Holy Father mentioned English speakers, who included groups from England, Australia, the Philippines, and the United States.
May you have a memorable stay in Rome and a safe return to your homes. Upon all of you, I invoke the peace and joy of Jesus Christ, our Lord.